This podcast is sponsored by the Center for International Business, Loyola University New Orleans College of Business.
Welcome to Gumbo of Opportunities, the podcast where we dive deep into the landscape of international business with a closer look at the state of Louisiana and New Orleans. We will hear stories, insights, and strategies of influential global players of the Bayou region in a pursuit to make the Bayou one of the most attractive areas for businesses. This is Gumbo of Opportunities.
Hi, and welcome back to Gumbo of Opportunities. I know it's a new voice, so let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Samantha Gallott, and I'm one of the marketing interns with Center International Business. I am a senior here at Loyola. I'm a journalism major, and I recently studied abroad, which is crazy because that's the topic we're talking about today. So let me go ahead and introduce my guest, drumroll. This is Josie. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name's Josie Guidry. I am your study abroad advisor at Loyola. I work with the Center for International Education, and so my job is to work with all of our outbound students going to leave Loyola and study abroad. So I work with every student who wants to have that experience from the start of the deciding where you want to go to the very end when you come back. So I'm there the whole process. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. I'm also a Loyola graduate. So I graduated a year or two ago, maybe a few, and had an amazing experience studying abroad myself. And yeah, and now I'm here in this position.
Yeah. Where did you study abroad at?
I did a semester program in Ireland in a tiny little town called Maynooth, and had an incredible experience. I studied Irish politics and media, and that was my first time outside of the U.S. It was a very transformative experience for me, and I came back to Loyola and worked in our international office and really fell in love with international education and helping students do the same thing that I just did. And that's where I really loved working with students and found that out, and now I'm here.
That's amazing. So how has, like, you going abroad and influenced you now working with those exact students that you just, you know, were once, I don't know, 2 years ago, a year ago?
It's interesting because I understand how the process works, and I also remember because it was so recent, I remember my fears, my anxieties around leaving home and what that does to a person trying to prepare. And so I remember all of that, and I just try to incorporate that into helping the students go abroad and try to remember exactly how I was feeling and how they might be feeling. So having resources available for them during this process, because it could be stressful, but I try to make it fun because, you know, this experience is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to grow as a person through studying abroad. And I just want to be that resource for them. The office really helped me as a student. So I also remember that. I remember how the office was very helpful. It's very hands-on, as like most things at Loyola. So I try to do that as well. But it's really fun to see, like, you know, from the beginning of, like, a student walks in saying, I don't know where to go. And then they come back from their semester or program. It's a full circle moment, which is really fun to see.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So since this is for Gumbo of Opportunities, we're going to talk a little bit about, like, the CIB's opportunities, which is J-Term to Costa Rica and then summer session in Rome, which I actually did this past summer.
Yes.
Oh, loved it. Also, Josie was my advisor for it, helped me out a million times. I would email her and be like, hey, SOS. But okay, about difference in the summer session, 5 weeks versus J-term, 10 days. What is, like, the big difference? How can you compare that to, like, full semester studying abroad, stuff like that?
Yeah. So I would like to flag that, you know, when you think of studying abroad as a college student, this, like, kind of picture pops in your head of a student going away for a full semester. And sometimes that doesn't really work into our realities as college students. It might not work for financial reasons. You might have a job or an internship that you have to commit to. You might be a student athlete and can't commit to a full semester. Whatever your situation is, we have other programs for Loyola students who maybe want to do a shorter program. So that is, you know, a big reason to promote J-term, because it usually is about 2 weeks during the winter break. And then we also, of course, have a million summer opportunities for students, one being the summer program in Rome. So if you are kind of thinking to yourself, like, studying abroad is just not for me, I can't commit to a semester for whatever reason, that's who these programs are for. So our J-term programs are about, you know, 10 to 15 days before we start our semester here in January. And then you get an entire credit done in those 10 days, which is really cool. And I think a lot of students don't realize that you do get academic credit for your semester or J-term abroad. So that's available. And then a summer as well, you get 2 to 3 courses done during that program, depending on which one you choose. For Rome, you would get 6 credits in that 1 month period. So it's really cool to get all of that done in that short amount of time while also experiencing life abroad.
Yeah, it was unreal. I just, like, I miss it every day. It was so much fun. Okay, so elevator pitch. I know you were, like, PR mass comm, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what is your elevator pitch for, like, the J-term in Costa Rica and then flip side for the summer session in Rome?
Yeah. So I love to tell students that, you know, if you're looking for an affordable option, Costa Rica is that program for you. And also the most probably immersive. You do a lot of excursions with the international business team. They've been there multiple times. They're familiar with the area. They know the ins and outs of the program. This program is not new. So you're with experts, and you're also surrounded by a lot of Loyola support. So you'll have your Loyola program directors, and you'll also have your fellow Loyola students to kind of go through this journey together. But for Costa Rica, it's an incredibly affordable program. And again, you get an entire course done in 2 weeks. So that's incredible by itself. But additionally, you get to go abroad to Costa Rica, have those immersive experiences, learn about international business in a different context than we know as business students in New Orleans. You get to have that different experience. And then also you get to have the fun parts of going abroad and some fun excursions. You do get some days off where you can explore on your own. So that's what I love about Costa Rica. And then a lot of students will go on a J-term program for about 2 weeks and then come back and say, I'm ready to commit to going abroad for a full semester. And I love when that happens, but not, it doesn't have to happen to you. I've also had a lot of students who are seniors wanting to go to a J-term program, and that's perfect, because if you just want a little experience of abroad while you're in college before you graduate, this is also a great program for that as well.
Yes. Okay, elevator pitch for Rome. What are you feeling?
Well, Rome kind of speaks for itself. It's Rome.
Yes.
And you can probably give, you know, even more details about the program itself. But again, you get to have 2 courses done in the very short time you're abroad, which is incredible. But one of the my favorite things about that program specifically is you get to attend a course at American University in Rome. Mm-hmm. So if a student is maybe looking for some flexibility in courses, a lot of our faculty-led programs are very specific to Loyola core classes. But the one in Rome, you get more flexibility because you do take an international business course, which is great, but also you get to choose an extra course conducted by the American University in Rome, and they have a wide variety of options. Mm-hmm. So if you were a mass comm major like me, or marketing, or they even have some Italian courses, some fun, like, creative arts and cultures Loyola core, that could count. Some fun courses like that, or if you have, like, specific business courses, they have those. Some more flexibility for our maybe students who are not business majors but really like the idea of studying in Rome for a summer. This program is for you as well. It's not just for business students.
Yeah, that's exactly what pulled me in. I mean, I'm a journalism major. I was nowhere near the business. I mean, I had my marketing minor. But being able to like take photography in like the Eternal City was unreal.
Is that the one you chose?
Yes, that's I took photography and then international business with Dr. B, and it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. We got up at like 5 a.m. to go see sunrise at the Coliseum, and I will never forget it. It was unreal.
Yeah.
But okay, so how else can like students thrive in these fast-paced programs, especially like the J term? That's 10 days. You're getting one whole credit. So like that's a whole, I don't know, 8-week course, a whole semester course packed into 10 days. How can a student like learn how to thrive in that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we really try to have students do a lot of research beforehand. But also for J terms, usually you're doing some sort of coursework or preparation before you leave for your J term program. So I don't want students to feel like you go to Costa Rica and you just sit in a classroom, because that's not what a J term looks like. You do a lot of more hands-on activities, excursions, learning through what you're actually doing in your day-to-day life on the J term program. But also your faculty director is preparing you way before departure. So you're preparing. You might have things to read or things to learn before you go, so that while you're there, you're prepared to just take it all in, because you don't want to be worried about your assignments while you're there. You want to be taking in all the information you're learning. So they do a very good job at preparing you beforehand. And then afterwards, you might have some assignments as well. But when you're in the program, you're there to really like take it all in and learn as you're going. And each program is structured a little bit differently. So it might look different depending on which one you choose. Like Rome is going to look very different depending on your schedule. But don't feel like you're going to a different country to just sit in a classroom.
Yeah, that's a good point to make, because when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, 10 days? That is crazy. But from everyone that I've heard, they've adored the Costa Rica program. And then I can speak to Rome. I would go back in a heartbeat. Same thing with Rome. How can students balance that academic and like exploration exchange?
Well, this is with any study abroad program. You do have to know that you are studying abroad. So study is part of the experience. And to really like get excited about that, because, you know, I think sometimes students can go into it thinking this is just going to be a field trip. It's going to be a lot of fun, which it is, and it will be. But also studying is part of your experience. And how can you get yourself excited about that? Like, think about, you have the opportunity to experience your major or whatever you're studying or passionate about in a different global context. So for you, for example, you got to experience what it was like to do photography in Italy. And that experience Loyola can't give you unless you go on one of these programs. So you getting to experience photography class in an Italian context, that's what studying abroad is all about. It's to give you the skills to kind of get out of your comfort zone here in New Orleans and in Loyola, and make sure that you can understand your major or whatever you want to focus on in a different setting. And so you can forever put that on your resume as something, one of your skills that you've left Loyola with, which is pretty incredible. So get yourself excited to have that experience. And, you know, studying abroad, the study aspect doesn't have to be daunting. It can be really exciting and fun.
Yeah. What are some like common concerns that you hear from students a lot before like signing up for these programs? And like, how do you address that?
Yeah, good question. Well, a number one concern is finances. So we do have a number of scholarships available through CIE. There's also a very long list of scholarships available on our website of just other organizations that have scholarships available to students specifically studying abroad. And our office will work with you on any type of scholarship application. So if you find one that maybe we're not familiar with, we'll do everything in our power to make sure that we know about the scholarship and we can help you write essays or double check application information or whatever you need help with. And then also on top of that, we work with the financial aid office to make sure that all of your financial aid is transferred. If it can, if you get any federal aid for these programs, we want to make sure you can use it. So we work with you to try to provide the best financial situation we can for these programs, as well as I have a lot of misconceptions about visas, passports, et cetera. So that's another beauty of these short-term programs. Most of them you do not have to have any visa for. Specifically in Italy, you do not have to have a visa for the short-term program. Costa Rica, the same thing. So you don't have to worry about filling out a visa application, and that those concerns come when we're entering doing a full semester, which I also help students with, so you shouldn't feel worried. But you can let go of those worries because you won't have to deal with them. And then just studying abroad in general is, you know, a little bit out of everyone's comfort zone, especially for a lot of students who haven't been outside of the country before. And I think you have the resources available to you to make yourself comfortable. We will always be here to help you through that. But also know that that's part of the fun and, like, getting outside of your comfort zone, traveling to a different country for the first time and feeling those nerves. That's part of studying abroad and how fun it can be. And then coming back from that experience, knowing everything about the program and about the country, it's like a full circle moment when you come back and you're like, wow, I actually did that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've learned like so much about not just like the Italian culture, but just like about myself and like how, I don't know, strong I am and how much like I can handle. So I don't know. Rome was unreal. What do you think that students should like take away personally and like professionally from like these experiences and going abroad?
Yeah, we were talking about misconceptions, and something that just popped into my head was like a common misconception is that it should be easy or it should be just like a field trip, for example. That's what it's compared to a lot, or like a vacation. And that's a misconception because it's not going to be relatively easy. It's not going to be relatively a walk in the park, but it will push you to grow. And that's the whole reason behind studying abroad, because you grow a lot and you come back as a stronger student. But something you should also take away is learning about different cultures, putting yourself outside of your comfort zone, and then increasing your resume. You get to put that on your resume forever. And a lot of people don't know that graduates with a study abroad experience on their resume are like a lot more likely to have a higher salary, a higher starting salary than students who don't have a study abroad experience on their resume. So it's already investing into your future in a pretty like big monetary way because you are more likely to get a higher starting salary at a job because of your experience.
That's crazy. I did not know that. If you had to give one piece of advice to like any student, like what is your advice? What's your like, do this or like, don't do this. Mm-hmm. What is your big piece of advice?
Well, I have tons. That's kind of what I do. I have a long list of advice, actually. No, but I think the biggest one, well, this is my, I'll do one fun one.
Okay.
Well, funny, it's not fun. And then one serious, but a big one is don't lose your passport.
Yes.
Is that from personal experience, that happened to me once. Don't recommend it. I suggest everyone not doing that. So that's the obvious, but you think it's obvious until it happens to you. So don't lose your passport. And then the more serious one is to really embrace all of the uncomfortableness that a study abroad program will bring you. And it's okay to be a little bit uncomfortable even before you leave. You might be uncomfortable with the application process. You might be uncomfortable like not really knowing like who your professor is going to be abroad, or like what courses you're going to be, or how you're going to make friends, like all of that before you go. Embrace it, because there's a lot of fun to be had in that space. But then also when you get there, it's okay if you don't know everything. And that's fun too. And so just embrace that. And I think everyone will have a better mental space about it if you just go into it accepting, I'm not going to know everything about this country. I'm not ever going to know anything about the program. and then just being more comfortable as you go through it. And then you come out of it thinking like, wow, I started not knowing a thing about Costa Rica. And now you leave having visited multiple places throughout the country and with a different kind of respect and love for the country, I'm sure. I've never been, but y'all will have to tell me. But yeah, I think just, you know, being more open-minded about the experience as a whole is probably my biggest advice.
Yeah. And I think that's the same, like all the other students that are going are feeling that same thing. Like they don't know about the friends. They don't know about like the experiences. They might have never like been. That's what happened to me in Rome. I didn't know if I was going to make that many friends. And now it's like lifelong friendships. And like I'm going to visit some of them in Dallas. They're coming to New Orleans. And I don't know. It's
and
just
that's
crazy.
Beautiful and amazing. And sometimes you won't have that experience.
Yeah.
And that's okay too.
Yes.
And that's perfectly fine. But I love that. Yeah.
Yes. So let's say students heard this. They were like, yes, study abroad, check. I want to do it. How can they get more involved?
Yeah. So if you're specifically interested in the Costa Rica J-term, our applications are still open and you have until October 15th to apply. There is a deposit that we will need with your application, but all of the details are on our website, studyabroad.loino.edu. You can go there and apply. The application is not hard by any means. You will need a passport. So if you haven't already applied for a passport, you can come to my office and we can talk about that. And yeah, the application is relatively easy and you can apply by October 15th. And then if you're interested in the Rome summer program, we will not have applications due until about March. So you have plenty of time, but it's never too early to start doing some research, start preparing. And all of the information is, again, on our website. And you can learn more about the program, what exact courses you'll be taking, what an itinerary looks like, what courses American University in Rome has to offer. And so just start planning and preparing now, especially if you want to go in the summer. And then you can also give yourself the freedom of having time to apply for scholarships, which is what I recommend doing.
Yes. Okay. So y'all hear that. October 15th for Costa Rica and then in March for the Summer Rome program. Okay, so we're just talking about the Rome and Costa Rica, but there are other opportunities. What are like your 3 to 5, I don't know, biggest like opportunities that right now Study Abroad has to offer for Loino?
That's a great question. So the CIE office, which is the Center for International Education, is open year-round. You can always come see us. Our office is actually on the Broadway campus, so we're in Founders Hall 223. We're kind of in a corner, so you just got to keep looking for the CIE signs, and you just keep going, and you'll find us eventually. But our office is always open, and I'm usually always there ready to talk to students, and we have a team full of student workers who are also available to talk to students, and most of them have been abroad themselves. So if you're just curious about all of your options, I really encourage you to make an appointment, and we can set that up, or you can do a walk-in, and I'd love to speak with you about all of your options. But just kind of like an overview, all of our students can study abroad. It doesn't matter what year you are, what your major is, if you're a student athlete, if you're not. I just want to make that very clear that studying abroad is for every student. And as far as summer programs, we are going to start pushing those pretty soon. So you'll see them all over campus and all in your inbox and your emails. So you'll get notifications about those summer programs that are going to be opening. But then also, if you're interested in doing a full semester, I always recommend students start that process a year before departure. So if right now you're thinking you want to do a semester, then come to me and we can start planning for the fall of 2026 when you would go abroad. And just to kind of highlight how that works, we have about 30 partner universities around the world that any of our students can study at. And if you choose to go to one of our partner universities, we have something called Loyola Exchange. And that means you get to pay Loyola tuition and you get to use all of your scholarships. So if you receive Loyola scholarships and, you know, you think that would help you with your studying abroad finances, which we help you determine, by the way, we won't just go into it blind. you can use all of that on a study abroad experience. And a lot of students don't know that. And then they find out, oh my gosh, like the scholarships you have right now as a student, you can use while abroad. So I think that's a pretty cool thing that we have. And you have 30 options of schools to do that. So yeah.
That's unreal. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. If you guys have any questions for Josie, go to Founders223.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yeah, you love this.
And yeah, and if you need any more information, head to studyabroad.loino.edu to check out the Costa Rica program, the Rome program, and then anything else study abroad related. Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to Gumbo of Opportunities, the podcast about international business of Southern Louisiana and New Orleans. Huge thanks to Farah, Oban, and all the staff involved for making this podcast possible. The music is New Orleans Jazz Guitar Music by The Music Hive.